says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle
and a four-wheel drive. Hey, this is the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on January 16th, 2024. James Kelso here from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, including that Eastern Time up there in New Hampshire right now where Donald Trump was just speaking in Atkinson, New Hampshire. What else can I say as a preliminary? You can call in 512-248-8252. And I'm up here in North Dakota, northern North Dakota, and warmed up nicely today. It's now, my weather station says, it's dropped a degree. It's 7 degrees. Who needs a coat? 7 degrees, t-shirt weather here in North Dakota. A lot better than the minus 10 we had about a day ago. And it is, well, it's a good day in the Patriot. In the Patriot world, the Trump train is moving nicely. So we'll talk about that tonight. But Donald Trump today was in Atkinson, New Hampshire, and he is going to make 4 appearances between now and the, I believe on Monday, will be the New Hampshire primary. He's going to be in sequence here. He'll be in Atkinson today, Portsmouth tomorrow. Thursday, he's probably got something else planned, but I don't see any scheduled appearance on Thursday. Friday, the 19th, he'll be in Concord, New Hampshire. And then Saturday, he'll be in Manchester, New Hampshire. Oh, and then Sunday, oh, that's five. That's 5 events. Sunday in Rochester, New Hampshire. And all of those events, if you were to drive to all of them, if you started in Atkinson, you'd need to make 1, 2, 3, 4 driving trips, 134 miles. You could go to all 4 events in 6 days, 134 miles, average drive of 40 minutes each for each appearance, 2 hours and 40 minutes of driving time. So Donald Trump's got New Hampshire covered between now and the primary. He's also got hundreds of volunteers on the ground, many more than he had in 2016 or 2020. All of this is good, but the best news, the best is yet to come. Of course, he won spectacularly last night in Iowa, and we got to hear we didn't on the show, but he gave a great victory speech in Iowa. But here's one of the brightest things that came out of last night. Vivek Ramaswamy, well, let's go over the numbers here. Actually, I'm just doing this from memory. I should be looking at a screen. Donald Trump was approximately 51%. DeSantis was approximately, I believe, 21. Nikki Haley was approximately 19. And Vivek Ramaswamy was 8. Does that add up? Let's see. That's 80, 90. That's 99% right there. So that allows for the 3 people in Chris Christie's family who voted from a Krispy Kreme location for Chris Christie. But this is the nicest thing that happened. Vivek Ramaswamy I watched him make his concession speech, which was very excellent, with his beautiful wife by his side, who appears to be a countryman of Vivek Ramaswamy. And she looked very gracious. But here's the beautiful news. Ramaswamy did the right thing. He acted, you know, he made Trump points throughout his campaign for of a year-long campaign. By the way, in that year, Vivek Ramaswamy made over 460 public appearances in 1 year. And that is by far more than anybody else, including Donald Trump. Wow. Now, here's why that redounds to our benefit, becomes even more good news, is that Ramaswamy endorsed Donald Trump. Whoa, nice going. That's huge. You know, you can just feel it in your bones if you're to analyze it. And why is that such good news? It's just really good news. It feels right. It feels wonderful. Ramaswamy endorsed Donald Trump. He was one of the four vote getters last night in Iowa. And he's got a ground operation in New Hampshire. He has, you know, captains and volunteers all over New Hampshire. He's made many appearances in New Hampshire. And now, today, he was in New Hampshire campaigning with Donald Trump. We'll hear Donald Trump in just a moment in Atkinson. This is so darn good. And Ramaswamy, no pussyfooting with it. He was just straight up. I didn't do as well as I wanted to in Iowa. We must have an America First president. And therefore, I, Ramaswamy, endorse Donald Trump, and I'm going to wholeheartedly campaign for him. Not just endorse him, but campaign for him. Now this, does this sting for Nimrata Randhawa, the Jain, who was raised as a Jain, born in America, but her parents were Jains, and I don't believe they're even American citizens to this day. At least one of them, I don't believe. The father, I don't think, is an American citizen to this day. And yet she presumes to run for president of the United States. Give me a break. And then Ron DeSantis. These two, Ramaswamy is putting egg all over their faces because he's doing the right thing. They're ending their political careers, both of them. All they can try for now is commentator slots on CNN or MSDNC. And that may be what they're going for, but their political careers are over. So this is great. Well, listen, I'm going to tune up, raise the volume on Donald Trump here in just a moment. So we'll spend a good part of tonight's show listening to Donald Trump. I just want to do that kind of war whoop celebration of the victory last night. And let's see, what else can I say about that? I'm looking at my notes here. It's going to be exciting in New Hampshire. So let's listen to the president. Let's hear his first campaign event after last night's victory. Here he is in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Now, you don't need to point out too much, well, what part of New Hampshire is it in? New Hampshire is such a postage stamp state. All five of these locations are, you know, they're within an easy drive of each other, less than an hour, and some of them are 20 minutes apart. So here he is earlier today, in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Be standing at the podium. Boy, does he look good. I'm watching this with you for the first time. Oh, they're fired up. New York to L.A. Let's skip forward. We'll skip forward just a little bit for the sake of time. He does the entire Lee Greenwood song. Go forward here just a bit. Here he is at the podium. Here he is.
This was a little bit rocky tonight, I will tell you, but I'm glad we made it. And that would have been a pretty big story, right, if we didn't make it. I mean, didn't make it. I'm thrilled to be back with the people of the great state of New Hampshire, with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, which is what you are. As you know, last night we had a record-setting evening in Iowa. What a great place that is, too. The largest margin of victory in GOP history. Is that good? Is that good?
All right.
And the previous record, as you know, was 12 points, and we beat it by more than 30 points. So that was really something. That's a long year. That's a lot of years. So we were honored by it. They're really great people also. The whole country is great, frankly. And they want to see change. They want to see change. Because right now our country's not doing too well. We're laughed at all over the world. This is not going to happen for long. But I do worry about 10 more months with these people, because they can do a lot of damage. What they're doing to our country is very sad. We were the first candidate ever to get more than 52% of the vote. We now have our eyes on a very special place. You know what that place is? New Hampshire. And I know that New Hampshire will never let us down, just like in 2016. You remember that? We came in here and we won in a landslide, 2016. It's time for the Republican Party, however, to unify, come together, and move forward as one team. We have to beat crooked Joe Biden. We have to beat him. Our country is at stake, and we need to focus on all of our resources. We have to put them into energy and effort and defeating Biden and all of these radical left lunatics, what they're doing to our country. We can't let it happen. We cannot let it continue. We're going down, and we cannot let it continue. Last night, I was honored to receive the endorsement of a man who has become a true leader and earned the admiration of so many patriots. I've been a friend of his, even though we were competing against each other. But I was a friend of his, and we got along. And he was saying he's a great president. I kept saying, why is he running? He keeps calling him president. But he's a fantastic guy, a very smart guy. He's got some tremendous ideas. And he's young, and he's got some young ideas, too. And that's a good thing. So he has a big, beautiful, bright future ahead. Vivek Ramaswamy. Come on up, Vivek.
Oh, he's bringing him to the podium. Nice. Oh, touche, touche.
Let's do this, guys. It's good to see you. It's good to be back to New Hampshire. We miss you guys. We're going to make this happen, and you guys know this well. You know this man. You know why we're here. Patriots across the state. We are in the middle of a war in this country. That's what this is. It's not a war between black and white. It's not between Democrat and Republican, even in a deeper sense. It's between the permanent state and the everyday citizen. Between those of us who love the United States of America and a fringe minority who hates this country and what we stand for.
Wow.
And right now we need a commander-in-chief who will lead us to victory in this war. That's what we need in this country.
Wow. Now, folks, just you can hear it. This guy is an orator. Fantastic. And Donald Trump, he's going to be integral to the campaign for the next 10 months. He's going to be out on the campaign trail stumping this kind of oratory. He is going to fire up the common people. This is beautifully said. This man is a leader.
You got to know you're in a war to win one. You can't win one if you're asleep at the switch, have your head stuck in the sand, like most Republicans. And I think that's going to require somebody who isn't bought and paid for, a businessman, not a politician. Anybody heard of that?
Nice.
And that's why I was in this race, but I'll tell you, the people of Iowa spoke loud and clear last night, and I'm a big believer that we, the people, create a government that is accountable to us, not the other way around. That we, the people, choose who leads this country. And so we heard we, the people, last night, and that is why last evening I met my friend here. We met in person, and I said that I would endorse Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and do everything in my power to lead us to victory in this war. It is a 1776 moment right now. That's where we live right now. You want to know what does it mean to be a Republican today? It means we believe in the ideals of 1776. Ideals like freedom and merit and the pursuit of excellence. That you get ahead in this country, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character and your contributions. End affirmative action. End DEI. We are done with the nonsense. Send it back home. It means you believe in the rule of law. And I say this as the kid of legal immigrants to this country. That means your first act of entering this country cannot break the law. And that is why we need to use our military to secure our own southern border in this country. That's what it means to stand for the rule of law in the United States of America. It means the people we elect to run the government needs to be the ones who actually run the government, not the shadow government in the deep state that runs the show today.
Wow. Now you can hear what's going on here. Now, Donald Trump is standing right at his side there and with a big smile on his face. He's happy with what Vivek is saying. And Vivek's going there, isn't he? He's going there. And so he's punching some of his punches here are sharp. It's a few sharper elbows than even Donald Trump is accustomed to. So this is fantastic. This is great. I think we're seeing a pattern here. And the man's not trying to. I mean, he's going to have a position. He's going to be somebody in the Trump administration. He's guaranteeing that.
This man is going to get in there this time around and actually shut down that deep state. Not messing around this time anymore. That's how we win this war in this country. And the way we're actually going to do this in the long run and win this time around is with elections we need to secure in this country for the long run. You want to know what needs to happen in this country? Single day voting on election day as a national holiday. With paper ballots, government-issued ID to match the voter file, and English as the sole language that appears on a ballot. And I'm confident this man will be the one to get us there. And this is how we get our country back. Not black or white. It's deeper than that. These are the ideals of the American Revolution.
You can hear a pin drop. There are thousands of people in this audience. They are spellbound. And this is great for Donald Trump because it's lonely up at the top. You don't need to be the only really great speaker. He's got another great speaker, and the Joe Scarborough's. You know, I use Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski as the boy and girl poster boy and girl to stand for the whole damn deep state. They're having the dry heaves right now. Because what can they say about Vivek Ramaswamy? I mean, you know, like, where does their Donald Trump is a white nationalist? Doesn't work. Doesn't work. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything,
they're giving. I got a song to sing. Hey, all right, let's go back to Vivek Ramaswamy, who's he is proud, he's not white, and he does have a song to sing. And it's pretty darn good. So, as I say, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski having the dry heaves right now, and all the other liberals, commie rats. So this is wonderful. Let's go back to Vivek. Now, Donald Trump just brought him up to the podium, and he's just kind of he's taking his moment here. This is his biggest moment of his life. Now, he's a very successful man. I don't know if he's a billionaire or a mega millionaire, but he's made a lot of money in, I believe, the pharmaceutical industry. Very smart guy. Very high IQ.
Evolution. And you know what? We do have some enemies that we need to defeat on the other side, but we have challenges to address in our own party right here at home.
Bingo.
So you know what? If you want somebody who's going to foist onto you, to use your social media account, you want to use a driver's license to do it, to have the right to use the internet? This man's not your man. There's another candidate in this race who'll do that for you. It's Nikki Haley.
Whoa! Oh, man! Oh, this guy! Oh, this guy's a puncher. Here he is. He's being introduced for the first time in New Hampshire, and the big campaign, the big contest is going to be for Donald Trump is going to be to give a smackdown to Nikki Haley. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy. Right out of the gate, no more Mr. Nice Guy. He takes a straight shot to Nikki Haley right here.
You want to cut Social Security? You want to cut Medicare? You want to cut veterans' benefits so we can fork over more money to Ukraine so some kleptocrat can buy a bigger house? Vote for Nikki Haley, not this man right here. But if you want to actually put an agenda that puts Americans first.
Wow.
To say that the moral obligation of your leaders is to the citizens of this country, not another one. There is not a better choice left in this race than this man right here. And that is why I am asking you to do the right thing as New Hampshire and to vote for Donald J. Trump as your next president, because we're not working with a lot of time here. If our kids are in high school before we get this right, we don't have a country left. That's what it means. We've been celebrating our diversity and our differences for so long that we forgot all of the ways that we are the same as Americans, bound by that common set of ideals that set this country into motion. We believe those ideals still exist. This man is going to be your next president to revive them. E pluribus unum, from many, one. And you know how we're doing it? We're doing it by speaking the truth at every step of the way. There are two genders in this country. Period.
Oh, good.
Fossil fuels are a requirement for human prosperity.
Wow.
Drill, frack, burn coal, embrace nuclear energy.
Wow.
Reverse racism is racism.
Yes.
An open border is not a border.
Wow.
Parents determine the education of their children.
Bingo.
The nuclear family is the greatest form of governance known to mankind.
Oh, my gosh.
Capitalism lifts us up from poverty.
Oh, folks, game, set, match. It's over. This guy is a gem. This guy is unbelievable. Donald Trump just he just hit the jackpot. This guy is going to be on a tear across the country. He's going to just, whoever the demon rats put up, if it's Joe Biden, if it's Camel Nose, it doesn't matter. This guy's going to just shred them.
There are three branches of government in the United States, not four. And the U.S.
He's talking about the deep state, the fourth branch of government.
Constitution is the strongest and greatest guarantor of freedom in human history. That is the truth. We fight for the truth. We stand up for the truth. That is what won us the
American. I'll tell you what, folks, I'll tell you where this is going. You might be looking at your next Secretary of State. This guy is so eloquent, you cannot give him a minor cabinet position. The Department of Transportation will not do for a mind this great. He is going to have a major position in the Trump administration.
Then came the day at the bottom of
I'll tell you what, I'm on cloud nine.
Men started crying.
See you after the break.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
excited. Let's go back to Vivek Ramaswamy is the story here. My goodness. And listen to this. We'll resume his, I don't know how long he's going to speak here. This man is a genius. And interestingly, his parents come from Kerala, India, which is the extreme southwest corner of the Indian subcontinent. Dagger-shaped tip of India, the western coast of that is Kerala. And interesting, kind of connects with who Ramaswamy is, And let's get the pronunciation right now. I'm going to start thinking about this. My respect for this man is soaring. The correct pronunciation of his first name is Vivek. Vivek, accent on the second syllable, Vake. Vivek, and the second last name, Ramaswamy. The accented syllable is the swa, S-W-A-H, Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy, born in 1985 in Kerala, which has a 96.2% literacy rate. I don't know. I don't know how many areas of the United States, maybe North Dakota is up there at 96.2, but I guarantee you there are plenty of areas of the United States where there is no 96.2% literacy rate. The lifespan, life expectancy in Kerala is way above, I think, way above the U.S. It's 77.3 years. Where are we in the U.S.? This is an attractive place. They have newspapers published in 9 languages. Hinduism is the religious preference of half the population, with also with Christians, plenty of Christians in Kerala. Kerala is K-E-R-A-L-A. And I think in Malayam, a Malay language, or maybe in Hindi, it's Keralam is the place. And it's the most prosperous province or district of all of India. 47% urban. This is an interesting place. From whence comes this genius, Vivek Ramaswamy? Here he is. Let's go back to him. Shut up, Kelso. Let's listen to this guy.
American Revolution. That is what reunited us after the Civil War. That is what won us 2 world wars and the Cold War. That is what still gives hope to the free world. And if we can revive that dream over group identity and victimhood and grievance, then nobody in the world, not a nation, not a corporation, not a virus, not China, is going to defeat us.
Wow.
That is what American exceptionalism is all about. That is what we are going to revive to, yes, make America great again. Vote for this man right here in the New Hampshire primary. God bless you and your families, and may God bless our United States of America. Thank you, New Hampshire. It's good to see you guys. We're coming back and winning this in a landslide. We will not stop until we get this job done. Thank you all. God bless you and your families.
Wow. Some important words being exchanged that's somewhat audible. So somebody will actually figure out what the two men are saying to each other. They're giving each other a hug, back slaps. And I think I heard Vivek Ramaswamy saying, "You've got a great team." They complimented each other. And they're smiling huge. This is amazing. This is just amazing. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump's been all alone as the great orator of the MAGA movement. And, you know, having somebody that's Vivek Ramaswamy is in the Trump class. He is in the Trump division. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this about him. Forbes estimates Vivek Ramaswamy's wealth at over $950 million. Let's just call that a billion, okay? He's a billionaire. He's born in 85. How old is that? How old is he? Let's look at his article here. How old is he? He's a billionaire. I think he achieved that before Trump did. He is 38 years old. He's just eligible to run for vice president. If he's a possibility here. There's a possibility. vice presidential nominee, possibility. Other Tucker Carlson's a possibility. Another one that I heard Charlie Kirk enthusing about last night is the possibility of Ben Carson as a vice presidential candidate. He's a great one as well. But I'll tell you what, in terms of, oh, geez. All right, let's go back. Let's go to Donald Trump. Let's get over there. Here, they're at the podium, complimenting each other. Now let's see what happens next.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you. Wow, how was that? Pretty good, right?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Pretty
he's
good.
A fantastic guy, and he's really he's got something that's very special because he started off with a Zippo, and he ended up very strong. He did a great job. I was actually surprised when he called because he was doing well, and it's an honor to have his endorsement. He's going to be working with us.
That is amazing because his 8% performance in Iowa is not a flop at all. He declared his candidacy out of the blue, just like Trump, in February of 23. So he hasn't even been campaigning for a year. 8%, he was still a contender. Vivek was a contender. He didn't have to get out of the race. This is a strategic move on his part of This is a patriotic move. He is giving an enormous boost to the America First movement with his withdrawal from the race and endorsement of Trump. This cannot be overstated how big this is.
He'll be working with us for a long time.
So he's already cemented into the Trump universe.
Thank you. And now for sort of the opposite, in my opinion. As you know, Nikki Haley in particular is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that.
Oh, I forgot to mention that last night when we were covering the Iowa primary. You know, a lot of the people who voted for Nikki Haley, and maybe DeSantis too, in Iowa, were demon rats because the Democrat Party and their NGOs and their super PACs were out there beating the bushes, knocking on Democrat doors saying, "Hi, I know you're a Democrat. I know you're a registered Democrat. I know you support Joe Biden. However, I also know you hate Donald Trump. And wouldn't you like to do something about that? Here's what you can do. We have same-day registration in Iowa, so you can just go down, go to the caucus, same day, register as a Republican, bite your tongue, you can do it, register as a Republican and vote for Nikki Haley." So they were doing this all over Iowa. So the 19% or whatever Nikki Haley got, a chunk of it, a good-sized chunk of it, is Democrats. So remember that. And this is what Trump's talking about here. They're doing the same trick again in New Hampshire. They're going to say to Democrats, go register as a Republican, vote for Nikki Haley.
That's what's happening. You have a group of people coming in that are not Republicans, and it's artificially boosting her numbers here, although we're still leading her by a lot. You know, as you know, I watched her speech last night. I thought it was inappropriate, but because it's bad for unity, it's bad for the party, what she said. But you'd almost think she won. She came in third, and she lost to not a particularly great candidate, obviously, as you've seen. She lost to somebody that beat her by about 2.5 points, Rhonda Sanctimonious. So,
not letting up on the gas at all. Pedal to the metal. He's still calling him Ron DeSanctimonious. And I mean, this is no more Mr. Nice Guy. This is wonderful. Boom, bam.
I'll tell you, we have these two people. We really got to get back on to Biden and beating the Democrats and not wasting a lot of time with these two. They're supported by some people that you don't want to have support. And the reason,
like Reid Hoffman, who is the guy who financed the crazy woman who charged Donald Trump with rape. A total crazy woman. financed by Reid Hoffman. And he's also financing Nikki Haley. Which one of the two is more crazy? The crazy lady with the phony rape suit? Or Nikki Haley? I'll tell you what, the more dangerous one is Nikki Haley.
So they're doing it, and I will tell you. So we had a very interesting thing. We were making the speech last night. It was called the victory speech. Yeah, please sit down. And everybody could see back there. That's a big crowd. This is a nice crowd of people.
Now, James, are you there with us? Hello, James.
Yes, sir, I am. Congratulations on last night. And Vivek is now in the fight.
Oh, James, I mean, did you hear everything that Vivek said?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah, I was just resting up, and he's hot to go.
He, Vivek, I'm telling you, this man is a gold. This guy is a solid gold genius.
He knows when to fold them. He's not stupid.
We're talking. I mean, this is, you know, an area of interest of mine, ladies and gentlemen. This man is a super genius. I mean, you can detect. So there is such a thing as a super genius. People who have extremely high IQs. You can identify them. They are immediately identifiable, and among themselves, they identify each other instantly. Vivek Ramaswamy is a super genius. His IQ is off the chart. In IQ charts, when you get to 150 and above, it's all kind of meaningless, because you're at a level where measurement is like, you know, it's just a dart throw when you get up there. So, and that's where Vivek Ramaswamy is. Now, he went to Harvard for his undergraduate, went to Yale for law school. But I'm telling you, from just listening to him for a few minutes, this guy is, I always refer to super geniuses as 150s. He's a 150 IQ. And I don't know what his actual IQ is. As I say, when you get up in that rarefied stratosphere, the numbers are not that significant. He's in Mensa, the Genius Society, which is just 2%, the top 2% of the IQs in America and the world also. There's a super Mensa, which is 1%, the top 1%. I assure you, Vivek is in that top 1%.
And well, I feel sorry for Nikki, because she's being pushed into this, I think. She's got no political sense at all.
There's an incredible dynamic to this. Vivek, whose people are from Kerala, up against the Jain origin Indian, Nikki Haley, Nimrata Randhawa. I mean, this is the way you want it to be. You don't want to have, the guy they're calling a white nationalist, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's harder for him to get into the ring with Nikki Haley.
Right.
To hear that incredible, the incredible shots that Vivek Ramaswamy was delivering to Nimrata Randhawa, that's appropriate. Nobody can say, you can't scrap with her. He can scrap with her, and he just landed.
I know, but she's not cut out for politics, really. You know, she never was.
She was
working for Trump as the ambassador to the UN. She was, you know, contradicting Trump, and it didn't look good then. So
compared to Vivek, she's an airhead. There's no profundity. There's no depth. There's no mastery. I mean, she's bad on facts. She's bad on. She's a very low IQ person. She's got nothing going for her. So she's not in Vivek's. She's not in Trump's league, but she's not in Vivek's league. So this is really exciting. Let's go back to Donald Trump just for a second. I wanted to see what your reaction to Vivek was. I'm ecstatic because this came out of the blue here. And Donald Trump just said it. He said, I wasn't expecting this. This was not a prearranged thing. And Vivek said it that way. He said, I didn't plan this in advance with my wife. We came to this Iowa caucus just, you know, without some kind of plan. And then we got this 8% result. It was not what we wanted. We wanted something more. And our conclusion was the best thing we can do for America is to endorse Trump. And they did it. Another trait, by the way, of super geniuses, they can make instant decisions, big ones. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And let's go back to Donald Trump here. Let's I'll stop my yapping, and let's listen to the other genius on the stage, Donald John Trump. Find it here. There he is. There he is.
We're driving in the snow. You can't see three front. I mean, how you all got here? I said, will people show up? But they always show up, right? Because they love their country. But we were talking about her show and how corrupt the press is. And last night, it was amazing. NBC and CNN refused to air my victory speech. Think of it. Because they are crooked, they're dishonest, and frankly, they should have their licenses or whatever they have taken away. They put on Nikki Haley. She came in third, a distant third. And they put on Ron DeSanctimonious, who came in a boring second. Now, we don't talk about him too much because over here he's polling at 4%, so we'll save him where he seems to go up. But we haven't found that place yet. He's gone down a lot.
Oh, God. Oh, brutal.
She's not doing particularly well, but she had one phony poll. She walks around with a poll saying she's up in Biden by 17. That poll is about 3 months old, and it's a fake poll. And from every other poll, she's just about down in every election. We're up every single poll for the last 2 months against crooked Joe Biden. But people behind Nikki Haley are pro-amnesty, they're pro-China, they're pro-open borders. These are the people that are backing her. They're pro-war. We don't want war. We got out of all the wars. We beat the hell out of ISIS.
Now, by the way, just to put a point on something the president said just a moment ago, he said that people like MSDNC and CNN and so on should lose their licenses. He's right. And that is not a shot taken at freedom of speech. What he is saying is that all of these news networks that we've all been listening to for the entirety of our lives are, in fact, political. They're not free speech journalism. They are political operations, many of them owned, actually, by the CIA. Actually, literally, outright billions of dollars of CIA money have been spent buying people like Anderson Cooper, who's the guy who was interviewing that crazy woman who charged Donald Trump with rape. And in the course of that interview, she looked at Anderson Cooper with longing eyes after she said, rape is sexy. She then told Anderson that he was sexy. She said something like, you're very interesting. And Anderson Cooper had to cut the interview short before it got too horny. But this is a crazy woman. The point being, what the president was saying is these are not media operations. So if they aren't going to function as media operations, if they don't adhere to any kind of free speech, well, they should be registered as political operations. We run out of time. James, thank you for being here. The story tonight was Vivek. Thank you. Vivek Ramaswamy will be back with more of this tomorrow night. See you then.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.